But right now, as promised, we are joined by a linebacker for the Tennessee Titans. He had six tackles and a quarterback pressure and a pass defense in that win over Baltimore. Nine tackles, a quarterback pressure, and a pass defense during this year's playoff run. A team captain every single season since high school. A four-time Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee. He was undrafted out of Kentucky back in 2008. He is a friend of the program. Tennessee at Kansas City, Sunday, 3:05 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Wesley Woodyard is my guest. Wesley, good to have you. How are you?
Good, Jim. How you doing today? What's up with the jungle?
Oh, man, it's good to hear you. Great to have you back. All right, so we're a couple of days out from the AFC Championship game, Wesley. As always, you are locked in on the task at hand, but how do you approach this particular week? Is it the same as any other week, or do you buckle down even more?
You got to take the same approach as is if it's just like a regular season game, but know that the stakes are a lot higher and that every big play is going to be amplified and every mistake is going to be amplified as well. So, you know, for me, being in the situation, being in the playoffs before, you just take it one game at a time and treat it like a normal week. But just know that, hey, there's no room for error, and the margin for error is very slim out there.
Wesley Woodyard is my guest. Now, if we were to go back to earlier this season, the team was 2-4. Things were looking pretty grim. A lot of teams that fall to 2-4 keep right on sliding. They do not turn it around and go to the AFC Championship game. So what's it say about this team that you guys were able to do just that?
You know, we all challenged ourselves from, you know, inside the locker room to the coaches. You know, after that Broncos game, we were 2-4. And, you know, I remember sitting and asking, you know, coach and our GM that could we have a team meeting to get together as a squad and pull together and see where we're making mistakes, because we knew we were a great team and we just weren't going out there playing like it. So, you know, coach brought us in. We watched that film together as a team. You know, our leaders stepped up even more, and, you know, the rest is history, man. I really think that, you know, we continue to believe in each other and buying into this system every week and try to get better and better every week. That's the trick right there. Trying to come into the playoffs, you don't want to come into playoffs thinking you've arrived. You want to continue to get better week in and week out, and I think that's a challenge that we've accepted.
Wesley Woodyard is my guest. Not only that, but you get into the postseason, it's not like you've cruised right through. You end the season by beating Houston in their house, then you beat New England in theirs, and you follow that up by beating Baltimore in theirs. How would you describe the feeling then of the past 3 weeks?
Man, it's been crazy. You know, these past few weeks, man, the playoff came early, a week early for us at the end of the regular season with, you know, having a win on the road. So we kind of got that road mentality started with the last week of the season in Houston, you know, and that just trickled and carried over week by week. We knew the challenges that New England brought, and we definitely knew the challenges that Baltimore had at the table. So, you know, we just take it week by week, and like I said, man, just trying to get better, trying to demand more from our players, and just the approach has to be just slightly different as far as being locked in a little bit more.
Wesley Woodyard joining us again. Now, as long as we're talking about feelings, as a linebacker and a member of that defense and a leader, what kind of thoughts and feelings do you have when Derrick Henry is absolutely trucking dudes? And how much does the defense feed off that?
Man, we feed off that a lot. You know, whenever he runs through somebody's face or stiff arm on an opponent through in their back or turn a defender into a lead blocker, you know, man, we feed off of that. We see that. We get amped up, and as a defense, you're like, hey, let's get the ball back so we can watch our offense do work again. And, you know, to see D-Hen, you know, just I've been able to watch his progression as a player, as a leader over the last few years being on the team with him. And, man, he's just making great strides. And I really think he's becoming a true professional and a guy that's going to be causing havoc and pain in this league for Lord knows however long he wants to play.
Titans and Chiefs coming up this weekend. And then, Wesley, Kevin Byard has talked about how there's a different level of brotherhood with this group, a different level of, quote, unity with the team. Quote, we truly believe we can win every game that we're playing in, end quote. You've been in a lot of locker rooms. How would you describe the bonds in this locker room and the confidence that is there because of it?
You know, I think it's crazy, man. It started back, you know, even in OTAs and in training camp, guys weren't just rushing out of the locker rooms. Guys were actually trying to, you know, stick around and be brothers. I'm taking people out to eat, you know, spending time, my family's with somebody else's family. So it's those little small things that sometimes get overlooked because of the wins and the losses the past few years. They carried over to this year, and now it's just – we know what's at stake, and you don't want to let your brothers down. And I think that's something else that's going to be a key factor for our game, man. We go out there, we play hard for one another, and it shows out there on the football field.
Now, you and I have talked leadership so many times in the past. You recently told this story to the team website about how when you first arrived with the Denver Broncos in training camp, you were working on the, quote, little guy field. That's the field where a number of guys who probably are not going to make the team are working out. A vet was there as well. You asked him a question, and he intentionally told you the wrong thing to do. What do you remember about that, and then how much did that shape you as a leader going forward?
You know what? I tell you what, it was some things that happened from that moment. That guy ended up being cut, released. I beat him out. But most importantly, it taught me two things. It taught me that, you know, if I'm going to be a leader in this football league in the future, this was me thinking, like, you know, I have to know exactly what I'm doing and what everybody else is around me doing. So that kind of transformed my whole mindset to just like, hey, I have to be a true professional. I have to know what everybody's doing on the defense if I'm going to be a middle linebacker. And, you know, and it also taught me that, hey, there's going to become a young guy one day that's going to be looking up to you, that's going to want to ask you for answers, and you have two choices. Either you can go the right way, and for me, that's my choice. That's the choice I want to go. I want to show guys the right things to do, teach them and tell them everything that my great veterans taught me when I was in Denver, and that's what it's all about, man. If you're not changing this game for a positive, then you're a negative.
I love that. Wesley Woodyard joining us. If you're not changing this game for a positive, then you are a negative. Now, people outside the team are starting to give more and more respect to Mike Vrabel as a head coach. What has he been like to play for over the course of this year?
Oh, man, it's been exciting. You know, from last year to this year, you know, his consistency has been strong. You know, the messages, that's where sometimes, you know, football coaches, you know, drop the ball. The message isn't the same throughout the whole coaching staff or throughout the organization, but he's been able to do that. You know, you don't have to come to work guessing or wondering how Coach Vrabel is going to act or how he's going to address everything. He's the same every week, and to me, that's all you can ask for as a player. You know, you don't want a wishy-washy coach. You want a coach that goes in there and knows what they're talking about, cares about his guys, and wants to win.
Not only that, but a coach, right, who is accountable. For instance,
yeah,
this is a guy who's owned up to things when they haven't gone quite the right way. I mean, you know other coaches who might be tempted to say, yeah, I did my job, I did everything right, but the players screwed it up. How powerful is it then when the head coach says, that's on me, and doesn't point the finger?
Man, that's another key point to the reason why we've turned our season around. You know, when we had that 2-4 meeting, it wasn't just for the players. And Vrabel stood up there and he was like, hey, this isn't just on the players. This is on everybody who's in this room and who's in this building. We got to get it corrected. We got to fix it. And he's not afraid to say, hey, you know, I messed up on this. Or you know, even Coach Pease, he'll be like, hey, you know, it's funny, I don't normally make a bad call, but if I make a bad call, I'm going to accept my mistakes. And he's accepted some mistakes from time to time. And I think as a man, you know, other men look up to you as being a head coach or a defensive coordinator. They want to see how you're going to react in those tough times and those trying times. And when you show true face and stand up for what's right and what's wrong, guys are going to respect that and gravitate to you more.
Wesley Woodyard, my guest. All right, then, finally, as a defense, you've just beaten Tom Brady and Lamar Jackson, and now you've got to go up against Patrick Mahomes. What is the number one thing you need to do to slow him down, limit him, and that offense?
Well, I tell you what, man, I will say we can't let him escape the pocket like he did last week versus the Texans, and that's going to be key, man. Trying to keep him contained, and you know, that's the big thing. Not let him have two different ways. Some quarterbacks, you want them to get out of the pocket, but Mahomes, man, he can eat you alive if you just let him run around back there. So that's something that we got to do, man. Contain him and not let him run free.
All right, finally, you had 7 tackles in that win over Kansas City back in November. How much are you able to take away from that game and then apply to this one?
Oh, you know, it's funny that you say that, because the regular season games and the playoff games don't sometimes match up. So, you know, I think for me is just looking at those plays that they hit us, you know, whether that's a scheme play, whether that's a play we messed up, and just trying to figure out, hey, how can I not do that again to allow them to have success? Because we left some plays out there, myself included, left some plays the last time we played them, and, you know, that game could have went either way with those mistakes. But this week, man, like I said, the margin for error is very slim, and we got to be locked in and focused and ready to go.
He is a team captain now every single season since high school, a four-time Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee, played his college ball at Kentucky, good friend of the program, Tennessee at Kansas City Sunday on CBS. Wesley, appreciate you very, very much. Great to have you back. Good luck on Sunday.
Tighten up, man. Good to be on the Jungle.
Wesley Woodyard, one of our favorites, one of our absolute favorites. Such a great player, such a great leader. Love talking to him.